I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas, which has been designated as a terror group by the U.S., has released all six hostages in the latest exchanges under the first phase of its ceasefire with Israel, with a week remaining as growing questions over the next phase cloud the future of the fragile deal. Those released are Omer Wenkert, Omer Shemtov, Elia Cohen, Tal Shoham, Avira Mengistu, and Hisham Al-Said. Liat Corinne Ungar is one of Shemtov's relatives.
We are lucky today. We get to celebrate in the wake of a very sad last few days. We must continue fighting for every single last hostage until they are home, and we will not rest until every single one of them is home.
Later Saturday, more than 600 Palestinians imprisoned by Israel should be released. It's the largest one-day prisoner release in the ceasefire's first phase. Iman Sakhonun is the wife of one of the prisoners. I don't know. I can't describe my joy. I don't know how to tell him of the martyrdom of his nephew or our house which is gone, or with our happiness that we and his children are safe. But the happiness of me seeing him, looking at him, to see him alive in front of me is indescribable. I don't know. The joy is indescribable, and I cannot imagine it. Thank God he will return safely. Thank God. Tensions had mounted ahead of the hostage release when Hamas handed over the wrong body for Shiri Bibas, an Israeli mother abducted with her two children. On Friday night, the small terrorist group believed to have been holding Bibas and her sons, the Palestinian Mujahideen Brigades, handed over a second body. Bibas' family said Israeli forensic authorities had confirmed the remains were hers. According to the Peruvian government, rescue teams were deployed on Friday in northern Peru to rescue victims of a tragic collapse of a food court roof that killed at least four people and left more than 70 injured. This is VOA News. A federal judge has blocked sweeping executive orders from President Donald Trump that were looking to end government support for programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A judge in Baltimore found that they likely violated free speech rights and granted an injunction blocking them as a lawsuit plays out. Trump signed an order on his first day in office directing all federal agencies to terminate equity-related grants or contracts. The city of Baltimore and higher education groups sued. They argue the executive orders are unconstitutional and an overreach of the president's authority. The Trump administration has argued that the president was targeting only DEI programs that violate federal civil rights laws. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
President Donald Trump on Friday fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General C.Q. Brown, and pushed out five other admirals and generals in an unprecedented shakeup of U.S. military leadership. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
Trump said in a post on Truth Social that he would nominate former Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to succeed Brown. It's the first time someone has been pulled out of retirement to become the top military officer. Brown, the second black officer to become the president's top uniformed military advisor, was serving a four-year term meant to end in September 2027. The Pentagon says the president will also replace the head of the U.S. Navy, Admiral Lisa Franchetti, as well as the Air Force Vice Chief of Staff. He is also removing the Judge Advocates General for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. The uniformed members of the U.S. Armed Forces are meant to be apolitical, carrying out the policies of Democratic and Republican administrations.
Lauren Anthony for Reuters. Several thousand supporters of Bulgaria's ultra-nationalist Revival Party scuffled with police on Saturday while trying to storm the building of a European Union mission during a protest against the country's plans to adopt the euro next year. Kostadin Kostanov is a member of parliament and leader of the Revival Party. We don't want Bulgarian financial independence to be destroyed. We want to keep the Bulgarian lev. At this point, we're facing a simple choice, freedom or euro. There is no other choice. We are here to defend our freedom. The government condemned the attack on the EU building, saying in a statement that such attacks, quote, are unacceptable and contradict the principles of the rule of law, unquote. A senior police official told media that after the protest, about 10 police officers sustained minor injuries and six people were detained. Bulgarians are divided over the introduction of the euro, with many worrying that it will cause prices to skyrocket as happened in Croatia in 2023. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.